In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have a celebration of the uncovering of the relics of Saint Sergei Radonezhsky. Saint Sergei Radonezhsky, as we heard in today's the conduction of the saint, that he had actually had an aversion to any pleasures of the body. He didn't want any of these pleasures for the body because he wanted the main thing. He wanted the kingdom of heaven, and he figured out that if he is going to look for the temporary pleasures, well, he will be losing track of the eternal. Well, right from the beginning, while even still in the womb of the mother, he had shown a praise to the Holy Trinity, miraculously. And then, of course, as he was growing up, his name was Bartholomew, and what happened to him, that he was very, it was very difficult for him to learn anything, to be able to read, and to, so he was made fun by his brothers and by the people. They were making fun that he was dumb, that he couldn't figure out how to read and so on, and it was saddened him that he couldn't do that, that he wasn't able to be able to read the scriptures and things. And one day he met a monk. Now, whether it was a monk or whether it was an angel that was in the form of the monk, and we don't really know for sure, but we know that he came to get a blessing from him, and he consoled him and said that God will help him and he'll be able to read. And the young boy took him to his parents' house because his parents, they loved always the strangers that would come, especially the monks that were traveling as pilgrims. And so the young man, the young boy, actually brought this monk to the parents' house, and the parents, of course, always were very hospitable and wanted to treat him with their meal. And but the monk, I think, if I'm correct, I think he refused. He didn't want to eat, but he wanted the child to read the Psalter, and he said, and then give a Psalter to the child, let him, let Bartholomew read. And of course, Bartholomew said, I cannot read. And, but he said, take a book and read. And he took the book and he started reading fluently, as if he was learned for already for years as he's been reading. It was a great miracle, of course, which only strengthened his belief in the Lord Almighty, and even more made him to want to serve the Lord. For, my beloved, we should know that there is nothing at all that we can do without the help of our Lord. The Lord has said this simple, without me you can do nothing. And too many times when we accomplish something, no, it doesn't matter what, but we accomplish, we start to take it as if it was our doing. We did it. We did it on our own. We're so smart, or we're so talented, or whatever that may be. But it's not. We were able to do whatever we did with the help of our Lord, my beloved. And the proper thing to do is, before we start anything, we always ask the blessing. Ask God to help us and to fulfill that which we are about to start. And after we fulfill, we always should be showing gratitude and thanking God for helping us. And this is the right spirit. Now, we should more and more, we should be thinking of our Lord and less about this world and the temporary things of this world. My beloved, let's try to really understand what the Lord wants from us. He said to us that the law is in short, all the prophets and all the laws only comes down to this, to love thy Lord with all your heart and mind and might and your soul, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. And if we do that, if we're able to accomplish at least a little bit, and then we'll start to be drawn more and more to our Lord, because all the love and everything that we're able to do, it comes from Him. It's a gift from Him. And my beloved, and if we start looking, let's start looking more and more for the kingdom of heaven, and less on the things of this earth. Let's take everything on this earth that is not that important. The most important is for us is to look for the kingdom of heaven. And if we look for the kingdom of heaven first, then everything will be given to us, that which is needed for our salvation. My beloved, let's cry out to our heavenly dwellers, and today, especially to Saint Sergei Radonezhsky, that he would pray for us to the Lord and to the heavenly dwellers to give us at least a little bit of the love that he had for the Lord, so that we will eventually be able to meet him in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.